Welcome to Insider Insights. This podcast is razor focused on the economic development in South Metro Atlanta. It is the narrative told by professionals, developers, business leaders, and community advocates that live, work, play, and pray in the region. My name is Diana Campbell, commercial real estate advisor. I facilitate succinct interviews uncovering who, what, where, when, and why on the South Side. I'm with Lisa White. She is the president of White Howard Brands. White Howard Brands is a furniture distributor.
Hi, how are you today, Diana?
I'm good. Now, the first thing I want to talk about is the difference between a dealership and a distributorship when it comes to furniture. So can you lay that down for us first, and then we're going to get into exactly what you do?
Of course. So in commercial furnishings, it is quite similar to the car industry. And when you go to purchase a car, you would go to a dealer distributor to make that purchase. However, they did not manufacture the car. Similarity in commercial furnishings, we are the dealer distributor, and we represent about 200 different manufacturers when it comes to all types of commercial office furniture.
Okay, so now that I understand that, tell us about White Howard Brands.
So at White Howard Brands, we help our clients envision their greatest space. We can take your furniture from the break room to the boardroom and everything in between. We can help with social distancing within your office space. We also help with the what I call the generational divide, and what that term that I've heard before, bringing all the different generations into one space or under one roof, from your baby boomers to your millennials to your Gen X and your Gen Ys. And in doing that, both from a social distancing and health standpoint or a generational standpoint, with the right type of furniture, it can help with productivity and motivating your employees. And we do that across a lot of different industries as well. So from healthcare to colleges and universities, to corporate, to industrial, from retail, and some residential now, because we're working from home, we handle and go into a lot of different spaces.
That's right. Being on Zoom call after Zoom call, I start to realize that you need a real chair, right?
Exactly. And you want something that's going to fulfill not only a comfort level, but also a productivity level. So if you have the right adjustments with your chair and it has the right features and benefits to it, meaning if it has what we call a mesh back, that mesh back allows for airflow and ventilation so that when you're sitting for long periods of time, and yes, some people do sweat, you want to be able to help with that airflow.
Start to finish, any commercial property, you can get it in there and have it suit the needs of how that business is operating.
Absolutely. So we can help from a ground up construction application to a renovation of an existing space. If a lease agreement is up for renewal and they're getting some tenant improvement monies, we can help assist in those areas as well. Relocations we can help with. So with moves, adds, changes, and there's so much of that going on right now, we can assist in any of those types of projects.
Awesome. So Lisa, as this podcast is focused on South Metro, I want to make sure we highlight that you are a longtime resident of South Metro.
Celebrating 11 years in South Metro County as a resident and 3 years as a business owner in South Metro.
Can you point to any South Metro projects that you've done?
Yes, we are very excited to actually furnish the new fire station. And I say new, it's about a year old now, because we did that project back in 2019, but so excited to be able to partner with East Point to furnish a newly built fire station for them.
Great. So you've got a nice project in East Point at the fire station, but I bet you want to do more in South Metro.
Yes, we would love to partner with other general contractors, architects, and interior designers that are working in and around South Fulton County and within the metropolitan area. It'd be very exciting to have our furniture maybe be a part of some of these industrial projects that are happening out here, or in any type of courthouse expansion or renovations for medical clinics for some of the corporate companies that are coming to South Metro as well. Although South Metro also kind of bleeds into the airport, we've been successful with two airport projects here over the last 6 months as well. So we're excited about the growth. We're excited about the activity that's happening in South Metro County and definitely expect to see a lot more happening.
We're going to take a very short commercial break. And when we come back, I want to hear a little more about your observations of what that growth looks like.
Okay.
This podcast is presented by Campbell Commercial Real Estate. If you are looking to buy, sell, or lease commercial properties, there is no time like now to prepare for your next investment. Follow me on Instagram at DianaCCRE. Look for me on LinkedIn or send me a message through my website, dcampbellcommercial.com. I look forward to hearing from you, but for now, let's go back to our guests.
Okay, I'm back with Lisa White. She's the president of White Howard Brands, a furniture dealership. Lisa, you are a resident of South Metro for 11 years. You've been in the furniture business for over 30, and White Howard Brands is 3 years old, correct?
Yes, it is.
So you've seen a lot in your decade in this region in particular. Can you talk a little bit about what you have seen?
So growth-wise, it's funny, the subdivision that we moved into is actually still growing. We have two houses erecting up out of the ground, literally less than a half a mile from our house. So our subdivision is not quite fully baked yet. But as you come out of our subdivision and just even drive down the street, we probably have encompassed at least five new industrial warehouses. So your larger big box companies of the world, where we're ordering all our stuff from and it needs to go into a warehouse space before it actually arrives at our homes, that's a huge portion of what's happening in South Metro County right now. Mm-hmm. Along with renovations for some healthcare applications or environments as well. And a few of those clients are actual, or a few of those healthcare providers are our clients. So we're helping them in their renovations and making spaces just prettier, just more inviting, and giving the occupant that's going into the hospital, especially during this pandemic, something better to look at and feel more comfortable in the space while they're there.
Finally, Lisa, we are in August, and I think this is officially Black Business Month or something.
Yes, it is. And we've been celebrating and so excited about that as well. It's funny, as a small business owner, which we are because we're under that threshold, and also a WBE and an MBE, there's a lot of different things to celebrate that as a employer previous to opening up the business, I had no idea all these different types of national holidays or just these recognitions existed, and I'm happy to participate in them along with my team.
I want to brag on you a little bit, but I'm going to let you do it because you are an African-American woman in the furniture dealership business, and there are not a lot of people like you across the country who have the access to the kind of dealers that you do. So do you want to talk a little bit about your designation and how unique you are?
Sure. I'm 32 years actually within commercial furniture and worked at a dealer prior to this and a major furniture manufacturer as well, and decided to kind of bring those two worlds together in opening up of the business. As I was coming through my career path working within commercial furniture, no, I did not see a lot of people that looked like me, whether it was from a female aspect or from a Black person aspect. So my passion right now, Diana, is to actually show other Black girls and boys, starting at the age of middle school, that they can be into ownership as well. Or if it's not an ownership, just within the commercial furniture industry, there's manufacturer reps, occupations and positions that are available within sales. There's project management, there's interior designers, there's architects, there's engineers. There's so many different types of positions and careers that are available within commercial furnishings that is just absolutely amazing that I didn't realize 32 years ago. It's not even what I went to college and school for, but it's something that was blessed to me and something that I've just kind of continued to move that ball forward and excited to actually do so.
As a veteran in the industry, as a capable business owner, I want to make sure that listeners are thinking of you when they have need for commercial furnishings. Tell folks how to reach you and also give a shout out to those who you want to connect with.
Of course. Well, if you are listening to this podcast, I would love for general contractors, interior designers, architects, other entrepreneurs, and just the end user client, especially whether you're working from home or you've been invited to go back into your workspace and you're not quite sure what that should look like. So, other business owners, to reach out to us, White Howard Brands. Our website is just that. WhiteHowardBrands.com. And if I'm talking too fast, it's White the color, Howard, Howard, Brands, Brands.com, or Lisa White with my mobile number of 678-517-4101, or an email address at info@whb-llc.com.
Awesome. Happy Black Business Month.
Yes, and the same to you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Diane. I appreciate it.
Thank you for listening. Use this podcast to spread the word about the interesting people, the tight-knit communities, and the abundant opportunities that exist around the Hartsfield-Jackson Atlanta International Airport. If you're looking to expand, relocate, or start a business, contact me. My website is dcampbellcommercial.com.